Hi guys, 为答谢大家对开源英语长久以来的支持和关注，我们将上线6月的特别感恩回馈活动。6月14日起，我们为大家准备了七节出国主题会员课，限时免费领取，只要坚持学习，还有机会获得 JBL 耳机、Kindle 阅读器。快来关注开源英语微信公众号或者开源英语的官方微博留意活动。大家好，欢迎你又来收听开源英语带来的潘吉杰尼告诉你。
Hey guys, it's me, Spencer.
Spencer, 今天我们要给大家带来一些好运，对不对？
So like something auspicious, something lucky.
对，今天呢，我们要跟大家聊聊英语里面的 lucky numbers.
Ooh, lucky numbers.
幸运数字。对，因为在中国文化里面，这其实是我们 it's a big part of our culture.
Yeah, so I've noticed.
你知道我们的幸运数字是什么吗？
I would think 八八八八八。
Lots of eight. The number six, 六六大顺。但在英语国家里。里面这个比如 number six 六，它就是一个非常不吉祥、非常诡异的数字。
That's right.
好，那今天呢，我们就跟大家分享一下啊，在 in English speaking countries, in their cultures, what numbers are lucky and what numbers are unlucky.
Okay, let's do it.
好，但是呢，在我们说这些实际的数字之前，还是先来聊聊这个幸运和不吉祥、不吉利的概念吧。
Right, so lucky and unlucky, right?
对，这就是最简单的说吉利不吉利的方法。那 lucky numbers or unlucky numbers 也是对应的和数字相关啊。但其实除了 lucky, 还经常听到的一个词是 auspicious.
Yeah, auspicious.
Especially during Chinese New Year.
Yeah, so when I think of the word auspicious, I think of like, I don't know, I kind of think about Chinese feng shui sometimes.
Feng shui.
Yeah, and like what is believed to bring luck.
就是什么会给你带来好运。那数字就是像你说的。So when we talk about 幸运数字, we can also say auspicious numbers.
Yeah, you could say auspicious numbers.
但当然 lucky 更口语一点。
Yeah, 比较口语的。但是如果你说 auspicious numbers 的话，你的英文真的We'll think your English is 特别地道的。
你可以去考 GMAT 或者 GRE， 过专八都没问题。
是啊，是啊。
好，那我们现在来看看 lucky 和 auspicious 的反面 ，the opposite。
Okay, cool. Let's do it. So we have unlucky or inauspicious.
Okay， 那这两个词都有他们的 antonyms 反义词啊，但。英语反义词不太一样的是，有些词呢是以 un 开头的。
有时候是 IN 开头的，
有时候是 IN， 对吧？刚刚那两个词就是很好的例子啊。
对。Yeah, so maybe you guys think un and in 到底是 un 还是 in？ 哇，这真的是很头疼的事情 ，right？
那日常的用词里面，我发现可能用 un 开头的反义词更多一点啊。然后高深的词可能用 in 的会多一点。然后它有一些是用 a 开头的也有，是吧
？Yeah.
But let's not get into that for today's show.
好。
但是我还想到了一个词啊，除了前面你说的 inauspicious 就是不吉祥不吉利，另外还有一个词叫 ominous，
哦 ominous， 咚咚咚，
听起来好诡异哦，
是很诡异的。 ominous is kind of like this for me， it's like this feeling that something bad is gonna happen and it's like uncontrollable and
就是有不好的那个兆头，对吧？
是啊。
OK， 好，那我们当然 we want to bring you guys good luck， 带给大家好运啊。那我们还是来讲讲就是一些 lucky numbers。
OK， so want to start with some Western lucky numbers？
Yes， but before that， 我想问你，我们中国人的像 number eight， 在英语国家里面 ，does eight have any meaning？
Well， eight is actually like the eight ball in pool。
Oh， okay。
Eight is like a 很神秘的数字。
所以英语国家的人觉得八是一个神秘 mysterious number。
对，比如说我们俩是天蝎座的，对吧？
Right.
我们的数字就是八，然后是很、啊、对天蝎座的相关数字是八。然后天蝎当然很神秘的。So,
are you just making this up?
No. 我不是，是真的，是真的。
So eight is considered a mysterious number.
Yeah, eight is a mysterious number, and it's if you turn it sideways, it goes forever. It's like,
对对对 infinity.
So eight has to do with birth and death, the cycle of life.
生和死。
Okay,
okay. 就反而跟这个发财 Oh, I guess that could be part of your life. 但是
see.
就跟我们中国那个中国文化意义里面的八发就不太一样啊。好，那除了八以外 ,do you guys 到底有没有一个 lucky number?
Well, the number 7 is kind of considered lucky.
Oh, 是七
Yeah, and 7, just like 8, there's a lot of 意义 There's a lot of meaning behind 7. Like, you have 一个星期有七天 right? You have 7 days in a week. You have 7, like, main colors in the spectrum. 7 musical notes.
Right.
Seven, there's a lot to seven.
对，所以七这个数字呢，在英语国家里面 ，it's widely considered as a lucky number. 就是因为它有很多圣经 biblical 的意义，对吧？因为圣经说 God made the world in 6 days, 然后 rested on the seventh day, so it's a cycle. 然后大家就觉得好像 seven it kind of stands for completeness, completion, 完成了 and like perfection, 一种这种完美的感觉啊。
Yeah, that's why so many of those.Libras out there, 完美主义者。
好了好了，星座下次再做一个星座节目。
开玩笑。
那英语里也有一个说法，就叫幸运七，是吗？
Yeah, so lucky seven.
Lucky seven.
Or we say lucky number seven.
Lucky number seven. How do people use it? 比如说，就 you get a new phone number, 或者一个 license plate, 那些车牌，你们里面会说我要很多七吗？
Well, maybe if you're like really superstitious.
Superstitious, 迷信是吗？
yeah, 对，是。如果你有迷信的话，有可能 you know, TTT 就放在你车牌上。
但那个就是如果人家看到777，他会明白那个意思，就是 oh, you want it to bring you good luck.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe if you play the lottery...
You might
bet on seven.
But
thing is, a lot of people in the West have like their own lucky numbers.
就个人对我也看到因为今天在 prep 准备这期节目的时候有很多网站就是说帮你算 your personal lucky number 然后好像还有一个什么比较公认的一个 formula 一个公式
oh gosh 真的假的
对对对诶那既然说到 seven 一个 somewhat related 007 James Bond
oh yeah James Bond well I mean you gotta be lucky to get with all those women right
英语怎么说007它的代号
we say 007
Oh, 007, 就不叫它 007.
Yes, so it's kind of like 007.
对，因为英文里面的零有的时候就正确的说法是 zero, 但口语的说法也可以说 oh, 特别你在讲一串号码的时候。
Yeah, 比较 I mean, it's like 比较顺 it's like shorter and smoother to say oh instead of zero.
Okay, so James Bond is 007. 好，那是不是在美国啊，在英语国家里面 lucky number 差不多就是这个 seven, 是最 recognized?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, for the most part.
好，但我发现你们 unlucky number 好像就 there's more than one.
Right. Well,
that I can think of.
The most common, I think. Well, I'd say 13.
对，十三。十三是什么样的 unlucky 呢？就你知道中国文化里面四，我们觉得它 unlucky because it kind of sounds like 死 right? For that reason. 那为什么十三是 unlucky?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with.Like the Bible.
And, 所以又是有圣经宗教的这个起源。
Just like our other unlucky number.
对，就很多人觉得是说背叛耶稣的那个犹大 Judas who betrayed Jesus. He was the 13th disciple at the table at the Last Supper. 是坐在第十三个那个位置。So,
哇，你说这些我都忘了。yeah, that's right.
但总之 13 is considered like a really unlucky number in Western culture.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of movies called Friday the 13th.
对，就特别 13th 和礼拜五、星期五结合在一起，大家就觉得哦天哪 ，That's like a devil date.
yeah. So if you guys are into horror movies, 恐怖片 you can go ahead and watch some Friday the 13th movies.
而且if you're into stock market, 股市那个有一年是什么80年代吧，好像有一个什么股灾 stock market crash 就 happened on like 13号，然后那天也是个星期五这样。But a lot of the times, it's hard to say 这个是 是 chicken and egg, right?
Yeah.
好，那除了十三以外呢，英语里面还有一个 unlucky number, 而且这个数字是我们中国人觉得很 lucky, 很喜欢的。
And that would be 6.
6.
That's right.
好奇怪，我们说六六大顺嘛 ,like 66.Yeah. 像美国 Route 66, that's one of our favorite numbers.
Well, six, as far as I know, six by itself isn't so bad, but if you have three sixes, it's really bad.
So, triple six, 666.
Oh no, the number of the devil.
Oh, 所以在英语文化里面666是 devil 就是魔鬼
是
恶魔的数字然后它就象征着恶魔是吧
That's right, it represents the devil.
所以如果你的电话号码是什么666结尾的或者车牌是666 美国人看了就吓一跳
Yeah, well really religious people anyway, maybe.
Okay, 因为也是和宗教相关的是吧
That's
好、刚刚说十三我有个东西再补充一下、I've actually been to some buildings、in the States where they don't have the number like the floor 13th floor
well in China plenty of buildings don't have
14
yeah they might say San A or just like totally skip the number 4 and say it's 5
对所以我的 point 就是这个其实在美国也存在有一些楼它也是对就没有十三层
it's kind of funny 真是迷信
好那我们今天节目讲一个 fascinating 非常有意思的话题哦最后 how about let's share some number related expressions 跟大家说说英语里很常用的就是和数字相关的说法
sounds good so how about the first one Back to square one.
真的很有 first 的感觉。
Yeah, this means to kind of like 重新开始 to like kind of like start
over
again.
对，然后我经常想到是什么工作的场景 ,maybe the project wasn't going so well, or 对你整个路线就错了。Oh, guys, we need to go back to square one.
Yeah, I think of a really simple example. It can be real or like 抽象的。But like, let's say like 你在建设一个大楼 and then like 它就塌下来了 and then you have to start all over again. Back to square
one. 你能不能想一个比较 lucky auspicious
starting over isn't usually lucky though right
反正就是 to start over you can say back to square one 好我想分享的一个 expression 呢这本书我觉得 is considered one of the greatest novels in the 20th century 然后最近 George Clooney 把它拍成了一个 limited miniseries
是吗 I didn't know that and that would be Catch 22
没错第22条军规然后什么是一个 Catch 22 呢
well, it's we say you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
If you don't, 就你什么都不要做好了。
是啊，
对这本小说，它就写的就是，有一个士兵，对吧？然后他不想再去开飞机，不想再去服役。他可以，但是他要先 prove 他自己是疯了。但如果他证明自己是疯了，他去申请这个豁免呢？就证明他其实是正常的。So that's a catch 22.
Yeah, so again, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
就是比喻一种互相抵触的逻辑对吧 And this really makes me think of 大学刚毕业找工作人人都想要有经验的人可是如果没有人 hire 你的话你的经验从哪儿来呢
Exactly.
That's like a catch 22.
Yeah,
right?
so good luck to all of you guys out there.
But it's not all that bad. 还是有很多公司好的公司有非常多应届生的机会啊。Anyways, 这样的一种情况你就可以说 it's a catch 22.
That's right. Okay, so there's tons of phrases that have to do with numbers, but let's talk about one more before we get out of here. And it's a happy one.
Oh.
I like this one. On cloud 9.
九重天 on cloud 9.
Yeah, so if you're on cloud 9, you're just like super happy and everything is good.
Oh, so you can say, I'm on cloud 9. 我是应届毕业生 and I found a job.
Yeah, or I just met this new guy and he's so cute and I just love him. I'm on cloud 9.
I'm on cloud 9. well, 跟你录节目 makes me really happy and I feel like I'm on cloud 9.
Oh, that's super sweet of you to say, Jenny.
而且你今天穿这个 T 恤很漂亮
是吗
这个是今年很红的那个法国什么如意印花、
Well, I don't know. I saw the shirt and I thought, well, you know, this is a good thing.
Did you
get your friend
to buy it? No, it's not. It's like the French water. Anyway, it looks good. 好，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。那我们潘吉杰尼告诉你是用一种非常轻松的方式跟大家分享海外的文化以及很实用的英语。那如果你想让自己的英语学得更好的话呢 ，You really need a more structured approach， 一个更系统性的学习。这就是为什么开言英语的主业其实就是我们的会员课程嘛。
That's right。
在过去的一年里面，其实我们做了很多的提升啊。就是把大家认可我们好的这个内容啊做得更加的体系化搭配上更好的这种班主任啊带你学督学的服务因为真的要学习好语言不容易啊你需要有好的内容好的方法然后要有耐心要有毅力 So we'll do whatever we can to get you there
Yeah, so just keep on putting in that good work guys and we'll be there to 支持你
没错所以欢迎下载开言英语的 APP 来免费试用我们为你准备的一套课程除了学课以外呢你还能加入一个免费的体验营里面有班主任会监督你学习最主要大家不同的人在一起啊，在一个虚拟的班级里面我觉得互相这种鼓励 motivation 也是很重要的、mm-hmm. OK, thank you for listening and what is your lucky number? What is your favorite number? Let us know
Yeah, we'd love to know and 下次再见
See you next time